The Democratic Party of Wisconsin, or DPW, says Senator Dan Kopanky used his state staff to raise awareness and distribute flyers and other information about what Kopanky says were two economic forums in April and June. The DPW says those were campaign-related events. Kopanky is expected to announce he will be running for U.S. Congress against current Western Wisconsin Representative Democrat Ron Kind. The DPW says it issued two open records requests to Kopanky's office. DPW Executive Director Jason Stefani says Kopanky should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Examples of state staffers being used for campaign purposes have always been vigorously prosecuted. And you can take a look back to 2001 and 2002 when we had the caucus scandals in the state of Wisconsin, and I don't understand why this would be treated at, or should be treated any differently.
Kopanky says he consulted with the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board, or GAB, when he planned the forums. Kopanky says he wanted to pay from his campaign funds. He says the forums were expected to cost anywhere from $800 to $1,200.
You know, at the time when we're looking at budget situation as it was, and not a real good, you know, budget to work with down here as far as the availability of funds, well, I wanted to go a different route. I didn't want to expend monies, taxpayers' dollars, to put on this economic forum.
Kopanky expects to be vindicated at the next scheduled GAB meeting on August 10th and take any necessary steps to make any corrective measures if needed. Steve Isom, Wisconsin Public Radio.